Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 153 of The 80%. Motivational speaker Zig Ziglar once said, "Rich people have small TVs and big libraries, and poor people have small libraries and big TVs." In this episode, I'm going to share my thoughts on this and the important lesson that this quote teaches us. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. For today, ang isi-share ko sa inyo ay isang quote galing kay Zig Ziglar. So very popular ito si Zig Ziglar as an American motivational speaker, but he is also an author and a salesman. And ang sabi ni Zig Ziglar ay, "Rich people have small TVs and big libraries, and poor people have small libraries and big TVs." Ayan, ako, ouch! Na-encounter ko tong quote na to, matagal na. Siguro mga 2010s. And nung una ko nabasa to, it made a lot of sense sa akin. However, syempre times have changed and mas marami tayong mga realizations na ngayon. And naisip ko na gusto ko siyang balikan because although I agree with the sentiment nung quote, I think it's important to also address yung realities of our situation. Sabi ni Zig Ziglar, "Rich people have small TVs and big libraries, and poor people have small libraries and big TVs." But in my life, I've encountered rich people. I've met rich people with a home theater system and no library at home. And there are poor people that I've met na book collector at wala ngang TV sa bahay. Anong gusto kong sabihin dito? May mga mayayaman na tao, rich people, who are rich because they are lucky. They come from a family of wealth, so may generational wealth sila. And on the other hand, yung mga namimit ko naman na mga struggling sa buhay, you cannot say na tamad sila. Sometimes they really just lack the opportunity. Kahit na masipag sila, nahihirapan silang makaangat sa buhay because of their situation. Kulang sila sa opportunities na binibigay ng society for them. However, I do want to talk about yung something beyond what Zig Ziglar is saying here. Rather than saying that rich people have small TVs and big libraries, I would rather say that people with a rich or wealthy mindset have small TVs and big libraries, while those who have a poor mindset have small libraries and big TVs. I think that's a better way of saying this because sa mga namimit kong successful people, sila talaga yung merong passion for learning. They are the ones who are really hungry for knowledge. Kasi yung TV at saka yung library, these are analogies for education and entertainment. Yung mga namimit kong who are doing well in life, who are successful, who are even happy with their life, ito yung mga taong merong growth mindset. They consume more educational content as compared to entertainment na content. Meanwhile, yung mga nami-meet ko naman who are struggling financially, who are not satisfied with their life, a lot of them escape their reality by consuming a lot of entertainment. Parang mas gusto nilang mag-escape sa reality nila rather than trying to change yung kanilang situation by increasing their knowledge and consuming educational content. So I think this is the lesson that Zig Ziglar is trying to convey dito sa quote na to. Kapag gusto mong mag-improve yung buhay mo, gusto mong yumaman, it's important to increase your knowledge, to have a growth mindset, consume more educational content rather than drowning yourself with entertainment.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to give a shout out to GoTime Bank. Get ready to take control of your finances with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store and open an account in less than 5 minutes to experience next-level banking at your fingertips. For more information, you can check out GoTime Bank's official social media pages in the episode description or go to www.gotime.com.ph.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hindi masama na manood ng mga entertaining content, but I think yung educational content should definitely have space or should definitely have some priority in your life. Do not be those who are complacent with their life. Do not be like those people who have a fixed mindset na ganito talaga yung buhay, medyo nag-give up na sa kanilang status, and instead of trying to change their situation, they just escape sa mga entertaining na content. And hindi lang to naka-confine sa TV and library. Kasi even if you like watching TV, ako, I like watching videos. Pwede naman tayong magkaroon ng malaking TV, but you can definitely consume educational content by watching documentaries, mga intelligent TV series, mga thought-provoking movies. I'm very sure you will be able to learn something from these that you can definitely apply in your life and help you become a better person. Ako, I'm actually someone who likes watching documentaries, especially mga biographies at saka mga historical content. Kasi I find it interesting to learn about the lives of other people. Yung pinaka-latest na pinanood ko, yung The Playlist sa Netflix, which tells the story of Spotify. So very interesting yung story niya. Siguro you can try watching that. And pagdating naman sa library, I also noticed that yung mga medyo escapist, mga may fixed mindset, they always consume mga fiction, mga novels, and nothing wrong with that. Reading, regardless of what you read, will definitely help you become a better person. Reading has a lot of benefits. It improves your concentration, it expands your vocabulary, etc. But I would say na mas maganda na aside from fiction, we also dedicate some time in reading mga non-fiction. Non-fiction books are collection of ideas and wisdom of their authors na minsan mahirap i-express sa ibang form, and the best way to convey those ideas is through a book. Maraming mga popular books as of late na self-development. Ang lagi kong nakikita yung Atomic Habits, and siguro if you're not really a reader, that's a good book to start with, no? Yung Atomic Habits, very popular lately sa mga life coaches na nakikita ko. And sa akin, I can understand why a lot of these people, these financial coaches, life coaches, are advocating the lessons of that book. Meron din ako nakitang difference between people with a growth mindset or with a wealthy mindset versus yung mga taong mayroong poor mindset. Yung mga taong may poor mindset, meron silang consumption behavior. Ibig sabihin, they prefer consuming content. Mas gusto nila na sila yung nag-take ng information or ng entertainment. It's all inwards. However, people with a wealthy mindset, with a growth mindset, they take it a step further and try to create content. Yung mga nakukuha nilang information, they take it a step further and apply those. So meron din silang creation habit. And it doesn't really have to be complicated. Siguro, simpleng example, meron akong kaibigan na mahilig siya sa photography, and nagko-consume siya ng mga articles online, how to take better photos, yung mga fina-follow niya sa TikTok, mga photography tips. Tapos yung mga natututunan niya dito, ina-apply niya dun sa Instagram account niya. So meron siyang creative outlet do sa mga natututunan niya. Unlike yung isa kong kakilala na nanonood din siya nitong mga photography tips, kasi ano rin siya, mahilig din siya sa Instagram, pero kulang siya sa application. Ginagamit niya itong mga content na to for mere entertainment and not learning. So nakikita niya, oy, ang galing nitong tip na to, tapos hanggang dun lang. As compared dun sa una kong nabanggit na friend na may growth mindset, he does it a step further na pag may nakita siyang technique na ito, Lightroom editing technique, ang gagawin niya, mag-i-effort siya na gayahin at i-apply dun sa Instagram feed niya yung natutunan niya. So that's just one example. I don't know kung anong klaseng educational content yung kinukonsume ninyo, but there's really an advantage if you apply yung natututunan ninyo. Don't just consume, but also create. People with a wealthy mindset, with a growth mindset, take it a step further and create. They use what they've learned and apply it in their life. Alayo nung narating natin dito sa simpleng quote na to ni Zig Ziglar. Ang sabi ni Zig Ziglar, rich people have small TVs and big libraries, and poor people have small libraries and big TVs.
And And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. And shout out to GoTime Bank for supporting this episode. Please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.